Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Gailhouse. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Earl Caldwell. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball four. Knickerbocker moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. West goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to third. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Bijma moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Bijma moves to third. Caldwell moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. There goes Bell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Caldwell moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galehouse moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Caldwell, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Vosmick moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.